Look at this picture here. Hold that up, please, if you can. We know what we worship, but ye know not what you worship. Read that scripture again. I'll hold this for a second.
John chapter 4, verse 22. Oh, yes. John chapter 4, verse 22. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
Salvation is of the Jews. It didn't say salvation is of the give me one of the, I'm lost my words here for a second. It's not of the Africans.
Not of the Hamites.
It's not of the Hamites. Thank you. Lost my words for a second there.
Not of Edom.
Salvation is of the whom?
The Jews.
The Jews. But ye know not what you worship, but we know what we worship. What you worship is this false idol. This white individual with blonde hair, blue eyes.
With the vacuum too, you look like a superhero.
You worship this individual with blue eyes, blonde hair, a little heart in his chest, and with like a two finger showing a peace sign. This is idolatry.
Right.
What is his name again? Caesar Borgia, correct?
Right, that's right.
Caesar Borgia. That's who you're worshiping. Because we know who we worship. We worship this image here. This is a depiction of what we worship. This individual with white woolly hair. And I'll give you a scripture. Give me Daniel 5, 10 and 5. This is who we worship because salvation is of the Jews.
That's right.
Daniel 10 and 5. Because you want to worship this false idolatry looking individual with blonde hair, blue eyes, sunken as he was like, I love you type of a face. It's very deceptive. Very deceptive. What do you have there?
Daniel chapter 10, verse 5. Then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz.
That is the description of who we worship. Daniel 10 and 5. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in what? In linen.
Right.
Whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. This is what you should be worshiping. This image. Not this image here.
Right.
This is quite deceptive. Quite deceptive. Give me Romans 1 and 25. Romans 1 and 25. Talk about who changed the truth. We will find out who changed the truth. I didn't change it. Somebody changed the truth. The truth shall set you free or make you free, as depicted earlier. What do you have there?
Romans 1, verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie.
Who changed the truth of God into a lie? Who changed it? Continue.
Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
Who changed it?
Amen.
Individuals high up in the Catholic faith, the Pope himself, who changed times and seasons, if I got that correct. I want to say again, Romans 1:25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator? This is the creation here by man.
That's right.
Created by man, Caesar Borgia. And we think that we're serving or worshiping the Son of God. This is what you've been worshiping all the days of your life. This white image. Caesar Borgia. Do not forget that term. I didn't find out that term until last year. Isn't that something? Caesar Borgia. I'm going to read it again. Romans 1:25, because I feel like reading. Let me read it. Romans 1:25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and serve the Creator, the creature, more than the Creator. You see, we have been serving the creature more than the Creator himself. Do you not think that the Most High was upset with that? highly upset.
Right.
You are worshiping something that he created, and not his son, the Son of God. You should be worshiping the creation, you should not be worshiping the creation. And we worship the creation more than the creator. Not a good thing. Who is blessed forever? Amen. Give me John 4:24. John 24. When you get that, let me know. I'd rather worship this individual here, as depicted here in Daniel 10:5, and I'll read that again while he's searching it out. Then I lifted up my eyes and look, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like a color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. This is totally different than what we're looking over here in this particular picture. What do you have there?
This is the book of John. John chapter 4, verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
You must worship him in spirit and in truth. Spirit and truth. He didn't say spirit and a lie. Spirit and truth. This is how we are to worship the Most High himself. Give me John 14 and 15. Do not become a servant of sin, because sin is transgression of the law. Transgression of the law. That means going against the commandments. And that we do not wish to do. What do you have?
John chapter 14, verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Let me go back to the phrase again. If ye love me, keep my commandments. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Do you love the Most High? No response. If ye love me, keep my commandments, so that you may live and have salvation by listening to the word itself. Give me Proverbs 7:22. Proverbs 7:22. If you love me, keep my commandments. Very important phrase there. If you don't love him, then guess what? You hate him. What's the opposite of love? Hate. If you hate me, then I guess don't keep my commandments. But if ye love me, keep my commandments. What do you have? Proverbs 7:22?
He said 22.
7:22. It's a lot.
Verse 2. My commandments in you.
That's correct.
Proverbs chapter 7, verse 2. Keep my commandments and live.
Keep my commandments and live. And what's the opposite of that? Do not keep my commandments and die.
That's right.
But the scripture says, read it again.
Keep my, Proverbs 7 and 2. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye.
Keep my commandments and live as the law, as the apple of thy eye. As I said in previous readings of scriptures, as I have said, either you will comply or die. Comply or die. And I said it, I'll say it again. Comply or die. You can comply and live. That's your choice. And the Almighty said, I'd rather you choose life. Read that again.
Proverbs 7 and 2. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye.
Keep my commandments and live as the apple of thy eye. Give me John 3 and 4. 1 John 3 and 4. Keep thy commandments and live. And that's very important. So we're going to go to 1 John 3 and 4. You have it?
1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law.
So we go back to the sin again. For he who committed sin transgresses the law. For transgression of the law is sin. synonymous. Read that again, please.
1 John 3:4. Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law.
For sin is transgression of the law. Today is the Sabbath day. Go back to that again. You're committing sin on this particular day, the Holy Sabbath. For sin is transgression of the law. And if you're breaking the Sabbath, you are sinning. You're becoming a slave, a servant of sin. That's what you're becoming. That's what you're becoming. I hope that you have received the word. Not coming from me.
The legs are killing me.
Like I said, like the brother said, many of y'all are servants to sin. Go to John 8:34. So to be a servant to sin means what? You're letting it reign in your body. So it's like y'all being controlled by a force of darkness. And this darkness is controlling you. And you know what that darkness is, sir? That darkness is sin. And that sin, to many people, that looks good. But that sin is wickedness. And that's gonna lead us to destruction.
I am so bored.
John 8:34. All right?
I think you need to be
so, we're trying to free you from this servitude. Because when y'all are serving sin, y'all are in blindness. And many of our people out here, and they liking that blindness. Why? Because that blindness is pushing a delusion or illusion. An illusion is something fake. Like, y'all ever heard of the American Dream? You heard of the American Dream before?
Yes.
Huh? You heard of the American Dream?
Yes.
If it's the American Dream, that means it's fake. A dream is not real. It's not called the American reality. It's called the American Dream for a reason. To let you know it's fake. It doesn't exist. There is no American Dream. All right, John 8:34.
John 8:34. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin."
So right here, he's saying, if y'all are over here and y'all committing sin, sin is what? Transgressing the Most High's laws. You're breaking the Most High's laws if you do that. Keep going.
Whoever committeth sin is the servant of sin.
Is the servant of sin, meaning you're now used to breaking the law over and over and over again. Go to Mark 2:28.
That's
right. What are the laws? The Sabbath day, brother. If you look up and down in the Sabbath day, people are walking here with no care in their minds. They're not thinking about the Most High. They're not thinking about righteousness. They're not thinking about doing good. They're thinking about buying, selling, and pleasure over and over. They're just following this illusion or this delusion that the American Dream is being pushed, and they're being pushed by these Satan worshipers that's known as the elite, these rich and wealthy people into witchcraft. Like today is a Sabbath day, and there's one person you should be worshiping on the Sabbath and following his rules. And let's see, who is that?
Mark chapter 2:28.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath.
You heard that, brother? He says the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, is the Lord of this Sabbath day.
Thank you.
This day is supposed to be dedicated to him. That's good that you was able to get a flyer.
Yes.
A lot of our people are just walking around. They're dead. They're following this illusion, this wickedness. Man. They don't even know about this nasty thing that's going on. Listeria, a type of disease that's walking around, that's being pushed by these elites. Job 18:5. And who is these? Or at least these are these rulers. Like you heard about Bill Gates. How about Elon Musk? Jeff Bezos. Those people. The ones that you looked up to. All right? Because they were making so much money. These same elites out here that's pushing vaccination. These same elites out here that's pushing abortion. These same elites out here that's pushing evolution. These are wicked, vile people. Let me say it again. These are elites, these people, these rich, wealthy people, and they're in the educational system. They're pushing these foods, and actually they're poisoning people. Listeria is a type of disease that causes convulsions.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's found in dairy meat. It's found in cheese. It's found in cold cuts. But many of y'all just go straight to these delis. and end up getting sick and wonder what's this for. And then later, what they're gonna say, get vaccinated. It's all a big trick. Go ahead, read it.
Job 18 and 5. Yeah, the light of the wicked shall be put out.
The light is their wisdom. All their wisdom is going to be put out. Why? Because we're showing you the true wisdom. That's that false light. Their wisdom is just a delusion of the American dream of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What's the life you got here? In order to live your life here, you have to be wicked. And then it says liberty. You're not. Liberty means freedom. How are you free here when you have to get a license or a permit for everything? Where you have to sign an application for a job? Where you can't even own your own land? You're not really free. Pursuit of happiness. What's so happy about being an American? Being an American citizen. What's so happy about that? It's like you're a slave to the government. That's what the American dream want to push. This false light. That's why. See, a lot of people are in that illusion. They're in their dead state of mind. They're walking to and fro, being controlled by the wicked, vile force of Satan. Keep reading.
Verse 6. The light shall be dark in his tabernacle.
So that light is now being darkened. Why? Because now this zone of wickedness is now being shown in this tabernacle. Where's this tabernacle? Where these rich people like to be at. These wealthy people, they like to be at. And who they pushing on? Y'all Americans. Y'all so-called Americans. Because the real Americans or the real people of this country are the Native American Indians. There was millions of them. Where they at now? Huh? They're dead. Who did it to them? Your oppressors did it to them. And then after that, they just put you in these little ghettos and slums and give you different names. They call y'all names from the languages y'all speak, when that's not really your real names. Keep going.
The light shall be dark in his tabernacle, and his candle shall be put out with him.
So that candle, all those wise things, like all the things, your universities, all your doctorate degrees, all those, we find out are false. The majority of murderers in America are doctors, when you think of it. Just think about the COVID case. Y'all forgot about that. A lot of people that was dying in the hospital from COVID was being murdered by the doctors.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Because once you catch COVID-19 and you want to go to the hospital, you know what I mean? Tell you what they give you. They give you something called Remdesivir. Remdesivir is a type of drug that's a ticking time bomb and will slowly and slowly break down your immune system. Then they put you on respirators.
Oh.
And then after that, slowly they turn off the respirators without you knowing about it, and you end up dying in your sleep, and they call it a COVID case. You're dead of COVID, and guess what? They're making a profit off of them. That's those doctors. They're undercover murdererers.
Yes.
And guess what? After you recover from COVID, you know what they say? Get vaccinated. Not telling you what's in the vaccine. The Leishman syndrome that's gonna hit you 3 years from now. That's why you have a lot of people who get vaccinated months later, they get something known as the shaking. And then after that, they get myocarditis of the heart. Then after a while, when they get their booster shots, weeks later, they start to see these bright lights that turn dark, and they look around, they turn in a semicircle, fall down, paralyzed, and they die.
Oh.
Yes. Woo. There's many instances of that happening. And who's doing it? These murderer doctors. That's why, if you look at Christ, Yahawashah, whose name is Jesus Christ, when he was going against the Pharisees, it says the Pharisees, the scribes, and it says the doctors of the law. It just so happens the same people that bear those titled doctors happen to be the same enemies today. If you think of the medical industry that started out, they started out with herbs. There's herbs for everything. Why ain't they pushing herbs? Why ain't they pushing vitamin C? Why ain't they pushing zinc? Why ain't they pushing echinacea? Why ain't they pushing golden seal? Why ain't they pushing that? No, they want to push remdesivir. They want to push vaccinations. They're telling you to move away from God's plan so they can push in Satan's plan, which is the darkness of illusion. And they want you to say, oh, cast your votes right there. Your votes really matter. No. Because if you ever look at the Electoral College are the ones that choose the votes. They just want to see if y'all follow. You ever heard of the census? They tell you to sign out the census. If you're on a smartphone, a smart TV, or just a computer, they already know where you at already. Why you got to fill out a census for? They want to still see if you're still blinded with obedience towards them. Because they're still trying to entrap your soul. All right? Read that verse again.
18 and 5.
Job chapter 18 verse 5. Yeah, the light of the wicked shall be put out.
Thank you.
And the spark of his fire shall not shine.
His spark of his fire shall not shine. Many of the wise people now being seen for who they are. Like people saying, look at Elon Musk, but now they caught Elon Musk in a satanic robe doing a satanic ritual wearing a red suit with a daggone goat symbol representing the occult and Baphomet to show you that he's an undercover warlock for the elites.
Thank you,
Elon Musk. Yeah. He sold his soul already. He's a wicked warlock. There's a picture going around with that.
Wow.
Keep going.
For he is cast into a net. It's locked. Verse 6. The light shall be dark in his tabernacle, and his candle shall be put out with him. Mm-hmm. The steps of his strength shall be straightened.
So in other words, he's going to constantly be corrected by us, by other people, like other doctors. They're correcting him. They're saying, all right, if you're pushing this, then why is this happening? Putting this, why is this happening? He's constantly being straightened. So you know what they're going to say? They're saying you're pushing false information. The minute you say 5G, like that 5G tower, which causes cancer, and it's proven it, they're going to say, oh, it's false information. Because a year ago, right before the vaccination, they was pushing out these 5G, and people were saying it causes cancer. This, and you had people that was making a 5G tower was catching cancer by doing that. That's how much energy that resonate. And then you put that on social media, you're still saying what? You're putting out false information. But who's the one behind this fact checker? Who's behind this false information? It's not false information. That's a death tower over there, that 5G tower. And guess what? They need it to power up all these engines. That's why the wisdom of this world is foolishness with the Most High, because they will use this to power up many of their engines, and they'll make their own people sick. All right, keep going.
The steps of his strength shall be straightened, and his own counsel shall cast him down.
His own counsel shall cast him down, meaning his own science is now going against him. That's because now, number one, they was pushing the theory of evolution for a long time. Then what happened in 2005? They found out something called VMAT2, the God gene, which shows that can only be produced through humans. And it went around for a long time, and no animal can produce that gene. It's called the God gene. It's a special celestial gene that all type of people have. No animal can produce it, and that knocks out evolution. That's why everything is now targeted towards space, because they know we have a connection somewhere in the heavens, not on Earth, somewhere in the heavens that created us, and they know about it. So you know what they did? There was something called CERN. CERN is a special a research lab in Switzerland, and they found out something called the Higgs field, and it's called the God field. There's a special field all the way there past the radiation belt that exists, and they have proof of that. So they're without excuse. They know it's an impossibility for there to be evolution, so their own council is coming up against them. Keep going.
For he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walketh down upon a snare.
So he's walking down upon a snare, a trap. Because now he's bringing all these prophecies into fruition. Amazon now has something where it's called contactless, meaning you can pay with your palm. Man, what's that about? That's not even out yet. It's about to come out in 2023. Pay with your palm. So his own counsel's going against him, coming with his net. That's why soon they're going to start to push away that Bible. Who's behind this? More elites like Paul Straw, David Harari. David Harari and his husband, they really have a hatred towards what the Most High created. And they are very sinister. Yeah, keep going.
The jinn shall take him by the heel, and the robbers shall prevail against him.
Why? Because there was even just an attack amongst a senator's house before. A person, he couldn't take it. He knew there was something wrong. He went in there and just started shooting. You're going to have a lot of people that's going out raging. How we know that? Because when 5G connects with the graphene oxide that's into that injection that many of these people have, it causes rage. It causes anger. It causes people to see things and hear things, similar to like a zombie. Like the Day of the Dead, people going to be going out, killing, all type of things. And people, they don't even know what's happening. All right, keep going.
The snare is laid for him in the ground, and a trap for him in the way.
And a trap for him in a way. They really think their plans are going to come to fruition. They're trying to enslave a lot of people again. Just like they had our people enslaved for 400 years here, physical, they're making our people and mind slave. They already did it to the majority of the black people in the 90s with music, and now they're trying to do it again with politics and things like that. And a lot of people are going to be getting sick, and they want to know why. Things like that. Keep going.
The snare is laid for him in the ground, mm-hmm. and a trap for him in the way. Terrors shall make him afraid on every side.
So right here, he's going to see people wilding out. They're going to wonder why people dropping dead in the street. Why do it say this on social media? And they, all they can do is just say, oh, that's conspiracy theories. That's conspiracy theory. And then people say, oh, yes, that's conspiracy theory. How come my niece just caught that? Or they say, oh, my cousin caught that. And they say, oh, you just listening. No, no. People are going to just start wilding out all over. It's going to be like these movies that you see, like the Book of Eli, where people just don't even care about their own government. People going to be wanting to go into another town, and they just can't. They're going to be wilding out. Keep going. There's going to be terrors on every side. Keep going.
And shall drive him to his feet.
Drive him to his feet. Then after a while, he's just going to have to agree with certain terrorist groups. He's just going to have to give in. Just like during the time when the Ku Klux Klan was just the first terrorist group that was running in America. It was to the point where the National Guard and the Army couldn't control it. So they just gave in to the Ku Klux Klan's knees and obeyed the Jim Crow law. So it's going to be something like that. There's going to be so many groups that's going to be causing terror and panic to the point where just the government just going to have to give up and just follow those groups and just say, oh, you want this law just to create peace from it, thinking that there could be order from chaos when it can't be no order from chaos because the American dream is a lie. Keep going. All right.
Bring it out.
His strength shall be hunger bitten. And destruction shall be ready at his side.
Destruction gonna be ready at his side because now you see other countries looking at America how weak it is. So now, and you seeing destruction in other countries too, like in China. They finally rose up and they busted through many of the different camps there that they have from the quarantine camps because they didn't care and it's supposed to be a communist country. But they already showed you how evil that country is where they're killing their own citizens, starving them out. What they have in places like Shanghai. Keep going.
The snare is laid up for him in the ground and trapping him the way.
Mm-hmm. Terrors shall make him afraid.
Terrors shall make him afraid on every side shall drive him to his feet. Mm-hmm. His strength shall, 13. Verse 13. It shall devour the strength of his skin. Even the firstborn of death shall devour his strength.
Yeah, the firstborn of death, one of the extreme wickedness, shall come over to him and destroy him. The highest rate. A lot of people gonna be destroyed greatly because they're walking zombies. They're just following after this institution. They're following after this educational system. They're following after this legal system. They're following after the drug system, meaning the medical system. There's always a system that people are following, like there's a chain of darkness just pulling them. Like there's a blindness that's pulling them. Mm-hmm. That there's hypnosis upon them. Keep going.
Verse 14. His confidence shall be rooted out of his tabernacle.
So in other words, even these people that live in these mansions, they're going to be chased right out their mansion. Just like that senator. Dude just walked in and just started shooting. It's one of the state senators. Yeah, and the senator's wife got knocked upside the head, too.
Senator's husband.
Yeah. All right.
Pelosi's husband.
Oh. Yeah, Pelosi's husband got knocked in the head.
She just recently did resign.
Yeah, that's gonna come more and more. A lot of people, they just ain't gonna care. All right, keep going.
Got it. Yeah, and it shall devour his strength. It's like, his confidence shall be rooted out of his tabernacle, and it shall bring him to the king of terrors.
Bring him to the king of terrors, meaning the most greatest destruction that can happen. And guess what? Our people gonna get caught up into that too. Because you have some wicked people amongst us. Go to Jeremiah 5:26 and I'll prove it. Okay, let's look at some of these entertainers because some of these entertainers, they know part of the truth. Like you have that Kanye West and things like that. They will say little parts of the truth and they get punished for it. Even people like Michael Jackson and Prince, they were saying parts of the truth. They got punished for it. Because the minute you want to get into entertainment, you see a little things. But you have to stay silent. Why? Because the same rulers of entertainment are the same rulers of the ones that own the jail cells. And that's who? That's Vanguard. Vanguard is that company. They own the jail cells, they own the prison systems, and they own the legal systems, and the educational systems, and the medical system. Same thing. Yeah, it's called Vanguard. And they have a smaller company, Blackstone. Yes, and who's running these? Are people known as the Rothschilds, one of the elites. And our people that follow them and want to get rich for them, they have to follow that way of darkness. And if you're walking in that darkness, you're stumbling and you're blind. Oh, all right. So one of the elites signed one of the lackeys of the Rothschilds, Stephen Schwartz.
What's his name? Schwartzman?
Schwartzman. AKA Black Man. Yeah, he works under them. All right.
Jeremiah 5 and 26.
Thank you, ma'am.
For among my people are found wicked men.
So among his people are found wicked men. So these wicked men are going around and they're just following after these guys. They want to be just like these rich people, these wealthy people, like Stephen Schwartzman and all of them. Or some of these rich, wealthy, like people say, I got it from Jake the Jeweler, things like that. Or even like some music artists, Rick, what's his name, Rick Rubin, things like that. And these so-called Jewish people, they're getting caught out there too. These rabbis that's getting caught with babies' bodies in their basement and getting arrested for it.
Yes, that's great.
Yeah, and they'd be like selling it on the deep web. Yeah, these little aborted fetuses. That a lot of our people, after these females mess around, and then after a while they abort their children, these so-called rabbis, they be buying it and selling it on a deep web, and some of them be taking them for themselves and doing some unholy things in their basement, all right? And our people want to join the entertainment, have to work for people sick like them. Keep going.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that set his snares. They set a trap, they catch men.
So they catch men. Okay, how they snatch prayers? By the music. A lot, just think about it. A lot of our people either want to be in sports or want to be in entertainment. So once you're into the entertainment industry, that's Vanguard right there. So you have to follow their rules, what Vanguard got to say. So once you have to follow their rules and everything. Once you have to follow their rules, they catch men. They do it in entertainment. So that's why when you want to say good lyrics and everything, you can't do that. You have to say one of the most nastier lyrics just to be an entertainer. You want to sign over to Sony. So when you sign over, you're putting your name. It's like you're signing for the devil. They tell you what you have to put in those lyrics. And the thing, like, when you think about people like Michael Jackson and Prince, when they're too much into it and they can't get out the game, because now they have to follow these dark lyrics. And these lyrics have subliminal messages in them. And the thing is, when you're constantly using these lyrics over and over at certain function, or like, for example, they love to push like certain rap artists in the month of February. Things like that. Even there's something known as the Linkin Park Music Festival. They had a whole day for hip hop. Things like that. People rocking to it, listening to the lyrics, not even knowing what's going on. All right, keep going.
Jeremiah 5 and 27. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit.
Cage is full of birds. The house is full of deceit because they got money by deceiving their own people. Just think about these rap artists. They got a lot of money from tricking their people. They're thinking that they're living the American dream. They're thinking that you could just be a talented musician and you're just gonna make it out here. It's more than that. There's rituals, there's secret oaths, there's secret societies that you have to do. You ain't just gonna make it up in America just like that. You ain't just gonna get rich fast. It doesn't work like that. You have to work hard at it. You have to do a little something strange for a piece of change, things like that. Just like they said, you go behind those doors in Hollywood. You want to get rich over there in Hollywood. You walk out with your eyes wide open, like you've seen something, and they tell you, you better not see it.
Oh,
yeah. Keep going.
Therefore, they are become great and waxing rich. They are waxing fat.
They're waxing fat. That's why there used to be a term back in the 90s saying, yo, this mad fat. Yo, this fat boy right here. Yo, this fat porn. Things like that. That was a term in the 90s. That was a term. Waxing fat. That means you had a lot of stuff. They're getting rich. There used to be something called MTV Cribs, where it's like these celebrities were showing you what they live in, their cribs. They said, you can get this too. They show you their pool set. Things like that. They'll show you all their little gold, their shiny stuff. They say you can get that. It's all an illusion. It's a deceit. And some of these celebrities that was actually ruling in the 90s, they actually, many of them are in debt. They're really in great debt. I even got a chance to talk to one. They were one, the late DMX. He used to be one of those celebrities up there. He was in debt. And to the point where he's on 42nd Street, right downtown Town Square, sneaking in that late at night McDonald's, trying to get some McDonald's, right? Late at night on Times Square. They end up in debt. See, you can live that little life of sin only for a short moment. But after a while, the Most High is going to get you. He's going to judge you.
Matthew 7:13.
That's why you have to follow the laws. You have to put your treasures in heaven. There's a way that seems right unto man, but in the end thereof are the ways of death and destruction. What's destruction? That's hell. Yeah. Many of y'all are going to hell if you do not get right. Meaning you're going to be destroyed if you do not get right. You're going to go on that path of darkness if you're not following the laws of the Most High. You're not following the ways of the Spirit. You can't go in that crooked path into that wide gate of wickedness. There's darkness in that wide gate. That's why there's so much wickedness in this country right here, because a lot of people look at evil being good. I mean, just think about it. You have transgenders in the politics now. So with that?
Bring it up!
You have same-sex marriage running around. What's up with that? In parts of California, there was even talking about marrying their own pets, their own dogs. So with that? Yeah, they passed the law.
Word?
With that.
That's
yeah.
The law?
Yeah, yeah, California. There's
you
a lot of wickedness. Yeah.
Yo.
All right, read it.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Mm-hmm. Enter ye in the straight gate.
So enter ye into the straight gate. What's the straight gate? Following the commandments of the Most High. Knowing who your heritage. Me and y'all here are actually Hebrew Israelites. That's going up. These so-called white people that's calling themselves Jews are not even real Jews. They're lying to you. Many of y'all are the real Jews. Y'all are actually the ones that the Most I care about the most. Y'all are the chosen people. And if you're part of these 12 tribes, yes, y'all one of the chosen ones.
That's right.
You have
right.
To walk in newness of life. Walk following the Spirit. That's right. To put away the ways of darkness.
That's right.
Of the wicked evil speaking, wicked adultery, wicked lies. Stay away from that lying tongue. And what's being pushed in lies? That American dream. The American dream is full of lies, full of holes, full of darkness. It doesn't exist. That's why it's called the dream. Dreams aren't real. So it's the American falsehood, the American lie. You got to understand who your heritage is. All right? Read that again.
Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
Yeah, there's few.
Guess what?
Yes, there's few that find it.
I don't wear the cross.
And that's good that,
all praise.
No,
yeah,
it's good
all
that
praise.
You don't wear the cross no more, because those are like symbols that represent death.
And he told me.
Yes, absolutely. That's right. And Christ said that the Most High is a God of life. You should be celebrating things that give life, not things that give death.
That's
the thing. See, these so-called pastors out there, they're the main ones that's telling our people these lies to follow after them, because they're following their own agenda. Go to Jeremiah 23. Because the Most High, he has something about these pastors. They're not really teaching you the full truth. Yeah, they'll tell you about Jesus Christ this and Jesus Christ that, but then they have to add corruption to it. They have that these pastors over there, they're corrupted. I know some of these pastors. How's it going, brother? How's it going? All right, do you know that you're a Hebrew Israelite according to the Bible? All right, that's awesome. That's awesome, bro. A lot of people, they're in darkness. They're in blindness. Yeah, but back to these pastors. Like, there's a church in North called the Metropolitan Church, the largest church with thousands of ministers. And you have corrupt pastors right down there that's not really teaching the full word. And when you want to tell them about the word, they walk away. I even met a pastor. He said he had 60 demons in him. Had 60 demons in him and knew him by name. So, hey, but still, he's still a pastor. Yeah. All right, read that.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 1. Uh-huh. Whoa! Be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep.
Whoa. Be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep. So if you're destroying and scattering the sheep, AKA you're not telling them their heritage, and you want to make them feel good, woe unto you.
That's right.
Go to Jeremiah 8 and 11. So if all you doing is just saying, preaching peace, love, love, hallelujah, hallelujah, love and peace, and you're supposed to call yourself a pastor or an evangelist, and you're not telling them the right way, you're not telling them the fruits of the Spirit, you're not telling them their heritage, then you're leaving some out. You're scattering abroad. That means you're a falsehood.
That's right,
pastor. Right. It means that you're following that's the agenda of the American dream.
Read up!
Jeremiah 8 and 11.
For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people. So rightly.
These false pastors are healing the daughters of the people by doing what? And saying falsely, saying
peace, peace, so but there is no peace.
So if they're saying peace, peace, they're going around saying, oh, God loves you. Have peace. Hallelujah. Have peace. They're saying that all over. They're false. And they're not telling you your heritage, not telling you to get right. All they're doing is going around just saying, oh, praise God, you'll be good. Everything's good, peace, and everything. But they're not telling you who you really are. They're not telling you the laws of the Most High. They leave those things out. They're darkness. They're all around here. These false ministers, these false pastors. Read that again.
For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace.
So they're over there saying peace. You're going to be peace. You're going to be okay. That's what these false pastors are walking around saying peace when there ain't no peace here. There's only destruction. There's only falsehood.
That's right.
There's only lies.
That's right.
But you have these nasty pastors who are undercover sodomites and thieves over there. They're saying lies against you. Where the real pastors? Jeremiah 3:15. Because we're following after the laws of the Most High. The Lord even says, you have to watch out for these false pastors that's going around. How would you know? You know them by their works. If they're over there saying peace, love, goodwill, things like that, but they're not telling you how to get right. They're not telling you how to come back to the laws of the Most High, things like that.
Bring it up!
Then they're false. There's no light in them. Jeremiah 3:15.
And I will give you pastors according to my heart.
So he said that he will give you pastors according to his heart. Where's his heart? In the Bible. That's why we're going to follow what the Most High says.
That's right.
Because there's ministers of Satan walking up and down these streets, teaching lies, teaching hypocrisy, walking around, not even knowing their real heritage, deceiving and being deceived. These are evil people. Read that again, Jeremiah 3:15.
And I will give you pastors according to my heart.
His heart is the Bible. If they're not coming out the Bible, there's no light in them. And you shouldn't be following after these false pastors.
That's right.
Keep going.
Which shall feed you with the knowledge and understanding.
Which shall feed you with the knowledge and understanding of the Bible, telling you about the true fruits of the Spirit, telling you about today, about the Sabbath day, telling you to stay away from the wicked idols of America, telling you to stay away from the legal system, telling you not to be blinded by these elites. If they're not telling you that and they're just doing a little sweetness and favor and telling you peace and peace, things like that, there's no light in them.
That's
they
right.
are wicked people doing wicked things on their mind. They're wicked, nasty, disgusting people. Many of them are saying, oh, peace, Hosanna, hallelujah, amen. And they don't even know the meaning of those words.
Right.
Ask a pastor, what do hallelujah mean, huh? Do they even know what that word mean? What do amen mean? Do they know what that mean? But they're saying it all over. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What does it mean? And praise Yahweh. Praise halal means to praise, which also means to shine, because he wants your lights to be shining.
But pastors,
they don't know it. Why? They're in darkness because of their wickedness. They're being controlled. They're being blind. Go to Matthew 15:14. This is what he says about these leaders, these pastors that's going around trying to blind our people, trying to tell our people, come and serve Thanksgiving. If a pastor is saying, oh, come and serve Thanksgiving in a church, or come and serve Christmas, or Halloween is all right, they're lying to you. The Most High is not down with that. They say, oh, come to do Sunday worship. Where's Sunday worship in the Bible? The Bible says what? It's the Sabbath day. Christ is the Lord of the Sabbath. You have a lot of these wicked pastors walking around here, over there deceiving his own people. We have to walk upright according to the Bible.
That's right.
Matthew 15:14 and see about these false pastors that's walking up here with their nasty selves.
Matthew 15:14. Let them alone.
Yeah, leave those nasty pastors alone. Don't give them your money. Don't join their little church, which is probably an undercover strip club. Don't go in there. Stay away from there. There's what? Enchantments. There's witchcraft in there. Yeah, the reason why I say that, because if you know what they're doing to the females in there, then you'll be surprised what these pastors are really doing under the cover that they don't want you to know about. Yeah, they walk around saying, oh, thank you, God, hallelujah. But deep down inside, they're being blinded with their wicked, nasty, deceitful acts.
That's right.
Read that again. Read that again.
Let them alone. Uh-huh. They be blind leaders of the blind.
Yeah, these pastors are blind leaders of the blind. If they constantly telling you to come to church Sunday instead of Saturday, or they pushing Christmas or Easter, Halloween, things like that, they're blind leaders of the blind. If they're not telling you your heritage and calling you, you're just a black American or Hispanic, and they're not telling you you're from the tribe of Judah or Ephraim, that's not preaching the truth. They're blind leaders. Keep going.
Both shall fall into the ditch.
So if the blind lead the blind, they're both gonna fall into the deep, into the ditch. John 7:38. See, we have to come out the Bible, not just make people feel good. Yes, we can tell you some of the scriptures and make you feel good. But the thing is, some of the scriptures are like fire, and they can like go and correct you. And with a lot of people, they don't like correct. They like to stay in their darkness. Why? Because their deeds are evil. They want to follow after these doctors, after these pastors, after these politicians, after these celebrities. But they don't want to follow after the Most High. They don't want to follow after God. They don't want to follow after Jesus Christ, who in Hebrew name is Yahweh Shah. Read it.
Matthew 7:38. He that believed on me.
So you have to believe on Jesus Christ. How?
As the scripture has said.
As the scripture has said. Not no pastor has said. Not no so-called prophetess of the church said. Not some wandering, blinded evangelist say. But according to what the scriptures has said. And let's see what will happen.
Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Then you'll have the spirit on you. So if you're not coming out the scriptures, you don't have the spirit on you. Gotta go to John 17:17. Because we have to follow what the truth said. There's a lot of liars going on. There's a lot of liars that's out here lying to our people. So we have to bring out that truth. Read John 17:17.
John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth.
So it says, sanctify them through thy truth, not their little false speaking, things like that. So keep going.
Thy word is true.
Thy word is true. So right there, thy word is true. Because people, they don't understand the truth. They'll teach, love, 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 over and over, not understand. In order to love something, you have to hate something. Go to Proverbs 8:13.
That's true.
So let's understand this, all right? Because the thing is, a lot of these people, they're pushing a lot of falsehood. Just like these celebrities, falsehood. Just like what? A lot of these pastors in the church, falsehood. They want to make you feel good. That's why they say, love, love, love. Like they Donnie Holloway or someone like that. I mean, come on now. They're making you
bring
feel
it
good.
Out!
Yeah. Keep going.
Proverbs 8:13. Uh-huh. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. You have to hate those evil. That's the fear of the Lord if you fear the Most High. Keep going.
Pride and arrogancy and the evil way.
The evil way. That's lying to people. If you're over here lying to people, you're supposed to hate that. That's the stuff that the Most High say he hates if you fear the Lord. Keep going.
And the forward mouth do I hate.
What's the forward mouth? The twisted mouth, the mouth of deceit. The one that's going around saying peace, peace, love, love. But deep down inside, they're teaching you lies.
That's right.
Go to Psalms 139:20. Because people can preach love all the time. But to love something, you have to hate something else. It says the fear of the Lord, you have to hate those things. You have to hate lies. You have to hate the deceitful people. There's a lot of deceitfulness that's going up and down in these streets. There's a lot of wickedness that's going up and down in these streets. People breaking the laws, things like that. They're over there pushing, they have these churches, these mega churches, and people over there giving their monies to them, not knowing that these mega churches are making people sick and blind and nasty. Keep going.
Bring it out.
Psalms chapter 139, verse 20. For they speak against the wicked. Slacky. For they speak against the wickedly, and thy enemies take thy name in vain.
So many of these so-called church leaders take the name of Christ in vain. They'll say, thank you, Jesus. Jesus this and Jesus that. And then they'll go and do their wickedness, or they'll push their wickedness. And they say, oh, Jesus is love. Jesus is love. Okay, in order to love something, you have to explain. You have to hate something else. So they're over there. They're taking the Most High's name as nothing. Huh. When Christ, if you want to put on the name in Christ, you have to what? You have to change your ways. You have to change your lifestyle. You have to follow the ways of the Spirit. Follow His commandments if you want to follow Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You can't follow these wicked pastors who are more, which is one of the most nastiest people, because they're using His name in vain. Let's see how David feels about these people that's using the Most High's name in vain.
Do not I hate them, O Lord.
He said what? Do not I do what?
Do not I hate them, O Lord.
So that's David, a man after the Most High. He said, do not I hate them, O Lord. That's what David said. Keep going.
Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee?
That hate thee by taking His name in vain. That's not preaching the truth. That's twisting up the Most High's truth. That's not showing you any proof in the Bible. That's showing you not to follow the commandments. That's not showing you your heritage and things like that. That's trying to sweet talk you, talking about love, 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 peace, 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 joy, joy, joy. If they're over there talking about that over and over, David say he hates people like that because you're not teaching the truth. You're deceiving people. Keep going.
Am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee?
Because they rise up against thee, because now they're trying to push holidays that the Bible don't talk about. Commandments of men.
Bring it out!
They're trying to push Christmas. They're trying to push Easter. These things, huh? Right, right. Colossians 2 and 8. We're going to go to that next. Keep going.
I hate them with perfect hatred.
He said he hates them with perfect hatred. That's how angry he is. Go to Galatians 6 and 7 real fast, because we're also going to see what happens when people, they think they can get away with saying all these unclean things. Hey, brother, you know what your heritage is, brother? You know who Christ is? The true meaning of Christ? Let me show you exactly who Christ is. Christ was a black man, a dark-skinned man with white woolly hair. He had red eyes. He had powers. And you know what he did? He sat on the right hand of the Most High. He's waiting for those to come back to Him, for those to walk in peace and love and truth, the true love, the following of the Lord's commandments. All right, Galatians 6 and 7. And it's going to show you about what happens when you constantly use the name of the Most High in vain, and you want to deceive the people without showing them who their true lifestyle is. You want to deceive the people by telling them that it's all right to be part of the American dream, when you want to deceive the people saying it's all right to follow these holy days. Read it. Galatians 6 and 7.
Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked.
It says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Keep going.
For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
So whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Colossians 3 and 8. So in other words, whatever you put in the ground is going to come out. So whatever you sow in your body, I mean, you do wickedness over and over. You're constantly telling people lies and to follow after lies over and over. And you want to use words such as peace, love, hallelujah, follow Jesus Christ. And you're not telling people how to do that. You're not telling them people their heritage. You're not telling people about the commandments of the Most High. You're not telling people about His true holidays, but you call yourself a reverend or a pastor. And many of these people don't even know these words. Do you know what the word reverend means? The word reverend means one to be feared. So these people that's in the churches that's calling themselves reverend this, reverend that, they say, one to be feared this, like Reverend T.D. Jakes. One to be feared named T.D. Jakes. You only fear the Most High, and Him shall you cleave. I'm reading.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 8.
Two and 8.
Chapter 2. It's like in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit.
All right. Philosophy and vain deceit. All right. Beware if anybody spoil you with philosophy and vain deceit. And what's that philosophy and vain deceit? That's going after Christmas and everything. If you want to say that Christmas is the birth of Christ, where's the proof that Christmas is the birth of Christ, huh? Where's that proof? Just tell me, where's that proof at?
Where's that proof?
Where? Why? Because the Catholic Church said it, and then the Protestant Church said it. So now you have a lot of people believing that. Well, what's up with Santa Claus and the tree, huh?
Bring it up!
Where'd that come from?
Yeah,
exactly. And you want to call it Easter, or they changed the name Resurrection Sunday because they got caught too much up in their lies. Well, how come on Resurrection Sunday, you're over there putting Bugs Bunny up in there and saying that he's over there laying eggs for some reason?
Right.
Why? Well, he a transgender now? How Bugs Bunny going to be a transgender all of a sudden?
The coolest.
We already know he used to cross-dress, of course, but now he's transgender laying eggs now on Easter or Resurrection Sunday. But these are the people that many people are worshiping now. They're following after these vain deceit, these traditions of men. Keep going. Read that again.
Beware. It's like it. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Uh-huh. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men.
After the traditions of men, that's what that is. Sunday worship, Christmas, Easter, and also even other traditions of men. Having women being ministers and things like, and preachers and reverends, things like that. Those are what? Traditions of men. Keep going.
After the rudiments of the world.
Rudiments of the world of this time, or this timeline, you following after this world, this wicked, dark, sinful world. Keep going.
And not after Christ.
And it has nothing to do with Christ. Christ was not over here talking about no Christmas or no Halloween. And it's definitely not no Sunday worship. Mark 2 and 28, he said he's the Lord of the Sabbath. John says in Revelations, the first chapter, he was in the spirit on the Most High day, on the Lord's day, which is his Sabbath day. Go to Mark 7 and 7. About those that love to do traditions of men. That's what a lot of our people like to do. Like, for example, next Thursday is what? What they call Thanksgiving. What are they thinking? What's so? That's where all families come together on Thanksgiving, right? But why do they have to do it on that day? What happened on that day? This day called Thanksgiving. What are they so thankful for? Why they just can't pick another day? Why? Because America, the rulers of this country, they set that day up because that was a day of mass genocide of Native American Indians. And they want that to be remembered, that they have power over you, so you have to bring your families and celebrate it. That's why there's always a symbol for each of these holy days. For example, what's July 4th without fireworks? Exactly, huh? Let's think about that. What's Christmas without the tree and presents, huh? What's Christmas without the tree and presents? What's Easter without the eggs? So what's Thanksgiving without a turkey, huh?
That's right.
How are you going to celebrate Thanksgiving with no turkey? What, you going to have Chinese food at Thanksgiving or something? That don't even sound right.
Gotta have the ham.
Yeah, exactly. They do this because there's a certain ritual for each of these holy days.
You said Chinese food on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Right. Keep going. Mark 7 and 7.
Mark chapter 7, verse 7. How big in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.
They teach for doctrines the commandments of men. And a lot of our people, they following after these doctrines of commandments of men. And they actually want to be. They really think that they actually really American. Things like that. They call themselves a heritage after an Italian navigator. They're in darkness. They're really in darkness. They're in this slave mentality. That's why Christ says that you have to enter into the straight gate. Because there's a lot of wickedness that's going all around. Go to Acts 3:19. This is what he really wants you to do. And a lot of people, they don't understand what this means. What does repentance mean, brother? What does that mean? You know what that means? It means you have to turn aside from your wicked ways and come back and be renewed into a new spirit, into a new being. It's like a big transformation. A lot of people, they don't know what that means. Acts 3:19.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent ye therefore. and be converted.
It says repent ye therefore and be converted. So you have to be changed. Your mind frame has to be changed, brothers and sisters, to be converted.
Hands
you have, you have to come out of this wicked system of America. You have to come out of slavery. You can't go back into slavery again. A lot of people are slavery in their minds. If they don't know their heritage, they're slaves. That's that darkness. Keep going.
That your sins may be blotted out. I'm going to start from the top. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted.
So you have to repent and be converted. Be changed. That great divine change. Keep going.
That your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
Yeah, the time of refreshing is verily near. So you have to break out of that mental slavery. Go to First John, right? 5:19. And understand more about this mental slavery that people don't know that they're in. They're in this wicked time, right? This whole world, there's wickedness all over. And we have to avoid that. We have to avoid all those sinful things, those things that make us unclean. So all y'all that's sleeping with woman after woman after woman, or man after man after man, and you're not trying to bring them to the Most High to get married. Many of y'all are following traditions of men. Many of y'all that are following after these celebrities that's pushing murder. Many of y'all that have these malicious thoughts, these envious eyes, and these nasty, abominable thoughts. This is what the Most High, he says about this world. Read it.
1 John 5:19. And we know that we are of God.
So we are of the Most High because we're following the commandments and we're pushing y'all to follow the commandments. Keep going.
And the whole world lieth in wickedness.
The whole world, young brothers, is wicked. The world is wicked. Yes, it's a wicked world. There's wickedness all over. Y'all celebrities and rappers, they're evil. All y'all rap artists, they're wicked. Yeah. So we have to follow the newness of life. All right, read that again.
We know that whoso...
Slacking.
And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness.
Yes, the whole world, the celebrities, the rich people, they're wicked.
He said, you're wicked.
Yeah, Ephesians 5:15. Yeah, that's the ignorance of our people. They need to understand what wickedness is. This is a dark world we live in. They're following that darkness. So if we have to see through that wickedness so we don't fall into slavery again. So because we already fell into slavery, the majority of our people, we're in slave cells of our mind. And we're into that darkness. We're following after that great delusion that the Most High warned us about. Because it's easily the majority of our people following the celebrities, following the politicians, or following those nasty pastors, things like that, and going into their churches and things like that, and being mentally hypnotized. That's why you have a group of people called Pentecostals. And what happened when they play that certain music? They start speaking something called glossolalia, a language that they don't even understand, spinning around, foaming at the mouth, thinking that they caught some type of spirit on them. Yeah, they call themselves Pentecostal, and they don't even celebrate the day of Pentecost. What type of confusion is that?
Right.
All right? Keep going.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. 15, Slocky. Mm-hmm. See then that ye walk circumspectly.
So we have to walk circumspectly. That's why we come out here to tell you these things. We have to know what's going on. We're walking circumspectly, knowing what's going on. Keep going.
Not as fools.
And not as fools. Not as being foolish. Like these celebrities. As these rappers. As these people that's doing these TikTok movies and these TikTok dances. Teaching them young men how to twerk and all that. Not knowing what they're doing. Putting music after little new videos. Hypnotizing people. That's what TikTok does. After Instagram. Things like that. We have to watch out for that. Keep going.
See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
But as wise. We have to be wise. Keep going.
Redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
So we have to redeem the time, brother, because the days are evil. There's wickedness all around. There's evil all around. Go to Proverbs 14 and 12. See, a lot of things seem good. Like a lot of people, they said it's good to just follow what they see on TV. They let education teach them. They don't understand what's happening all around. There's uprisings all around. There's new sicknesses, new diseases. There's now another outbreak of monkeypox for those weird community over there. There's another outbreak, and guess what? That monkeypox vaccine ain't working for them. So now there's another, AKA something like a booster shot or something. Because, you know, these nasty people, they want to do their nasty work and they're catching that monkeypox. So, and a lot of people, they keep on falling for this illusion. Like, everything is going to be all right. And that's what these pastors are telling them. These so-called motivational speakers. They're telling them this. All right? Read it.
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man.
So there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. So it seemed right to be a celebrity nowadays. It seemed right to go around. Right, how's it brother. Going, brother? Everything good, brother?
All right.
Doing good? All right. That's good.
Well, I'm right there, so I'm doing good.
All right. All right. That's good. That's good. That's why the Bible says to honor your mother and your father, and you shall have a long life.
That's right.
Yeah, but you have a lot of people that don't do it. Have a lot of young kids that just don't do it. That's how your life going to be long, because that's where blessings start coming in. Read that again, Proverbs 14 and 12.
There is a way which seemeth right unto a man.
So it seemed right unto a man to do these things, to actually go. It seems right, according to a man, to actually go on Thanksgiving, eat the turkey, eat the cranberry sauce, and just say, oh, we're around family. It seemed right to a person to make presents, get presents for their children. It seemed right for a person to dress up on Halloween and say trick or treat. So you're saying either treat you or trick you, things like that. It seems right for people to go on Easter and to follow after these hermaphrodite bunnies, things like that. But let's see what's the end thereof.
But the end thereof are the ways of death.
But the end thereof are the ways of death. That's why. Go to Micah 2 and 1. And who's pushing that? The wicked of this society. Now everybody know about Bill Gates, right? Bill Gates is a murderer. Yes. He's a murderer. You have a lot of other people. How about Fauci? Anybody heard of Anthony Fauci before? He appeared on TV many times. Just think about it. Anthony Fauci appeared on TV when it was a great disaster or sickness, maybe. He appeared on TV during the AIDS crisis, saying, oh, take ATC, it'll help you out. He appeared during the time of SARS, saying, take this. Yes, Anthony Fauci appeared when he had the swine flu, H1N1. He just appeared out of nowhere. Yeah, Anthony Fauci. He appeared when there was the bird flu. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Anthony Fauci. Now he appeared once coronavirus came. He said, hey, take the vaccine. And then he says, oh, and remdesivir. Don't forget about hydroxychloroquine. Take remdesivir.
Right, right.
Now yes. Knowing that a lot of people who are in the hospital that's taking remdesivir are getting more sicker from COVID. Yeah, and who's pushing that? Anthony Fauci. He's a murderer. There's people like that. Even Pfizer. Let's think about it. You're going to take a vaccine from Pfizer. And Pfizer got caught doing experiments on children back in the 80s and 70s. They got caught doing that, and they got fined for that. So they're a criminal company, Pfizer. They're a criminal company. They got fined for that. Yeah. But how come now they're approved by the FDA to have a vaccine? Without, in order to have a real vaccine, you have to go with 5 years of testing. So where's the testing?
Word.
The ones that took it out of testing.
Right.
They're the testing.
Right.
Yes. They're the ones who's being tested on. I talked to a person who got their fourth booster, and this woman said half her body was paralyzed. Hey.
Damn.
So it's telling you there's something wrong with this. Right here. Micah 2 and 1.
Micah chapter 2, verse 1. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds.
So while they sleeping, they're thinking about harming our people. While they sleeping, these people up in the government, these rich, wealthy people, they're thinking about putting things in the water like fluoride. They're thinking about making more lead in pipes. They're thinking about putting chemtrails all throughout our community. They're thinking about up and running these 5G towers, causing confusion, mass hysteria, and aggressive behavior. They're thinking about doing this to our people, and they're thinking about vaccinating all types of things, and they're thinking about putting listeria in our deli meat just to make our people even more sick so they can rely more and more on their medical institution. But they'll say, don't you dare bring up no herbs. Don't talk, they'll tell you that. They don't tell, like, for example, when people with a cold, they'll say, take Tylenol, take Robitussin. They don't talk about echinacea. They don't talk about zinc. They don't talk about golden seal. They don't talk about burdock root. Why? Because they can't make money off of that, because you can get seeds from that and grow that in your backyard.
That's right.
They want you to make money from what they are devising.
Most of it's already in the backyard. People just don't know. They call them weeds.
Yes.
Right. They call them weeds.
Yeah, I understand. There's something called the, was it the sow thistle, right?
Dandelion.
Yeah, sow thistle. Yeah, it's part of the dandelion family. But the sow thistle, right, are excellent at boosting your immune system.
Right.
When you make it into a tea, it's like in the dandelion family, but it grows in stalks and it's all around. Then they have something called a bull thistle in the same family. They're the weeping. Then you have the dandelions. You can eat the greens like salad. Yeah, and these things are actually making you really healthy. They don't tell you about that now. They want you to take some long medical name
right.
that they put on there just to sound good.
Right.
They'll say Remdesivir.
Right.
Doesn't it feel good? Remdesivir.
They got 32 side effects.
Yeah,
right, right.
Yeah, it has all type of side effects.
Suicidal thoughts.
Yeah. Suicidal, pancreatic pain.
Huh? Yes, exactly. Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, every knee has to bow to Jesus Christ. And his Hebrew name is